Luke 10:38-42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Chinese New Year. My name is Leslie. If I haven't met you, then it's great to welcome you here, especially this morning. Let me lead us in another brief prayer. Thanks, Alex, for praying already. But let's pray together again as we think about these words. Heavenly Father, we do ask for open hearts now. We pray for your Spirit to be at work in our hearts and our minds to show us more of Jesus, we ask in his name. Amen. Happy Chinese New Year indeed. It's a wonderful time of the year, a great time of celebration, of resting perhaps, 3 extra days of public holiday, a time to eat food, to enjoy family and friends, maybe family you've not seen in this last year. What we're coming to here in the Bible, this scene in Martha's home, is maybe a bit like one of our busy Chinese New Year gatherings. Picture the scene with me. The plans are made weeks, maybe months in advance. The date's in the diary. Martha knows that Jesus and his disciples are coming. They've done the spring cleaning. They've washed their clothes, maybe bought new clothes to welcome an honored guest. There's fresh food from the market, and everyone's excited. Jesus is coming. And Martha, she's wonderful. If you know this story, then you might know that sometimes Martha is shone in quite negative light, understandably so, but there's so much to be celebrated about her. She's recorded in the Bible as having done and said a number of really wonderful, faithful things, and even here, she's doing a great thing. She's opening her home to the Lord Jesus. She's welcoming and hosting the disciples. This is a good thing she's doing. It's quite a large number. At the very least, there's 13 other adults. Just a chapter or so before, Jesus has sent out 72 disciples whom he handpicked. So maybe there's an even larger crowd with him. We don't know quite how many there were, but she's welcomed them all into her home. It's a big deal. She's doing a good thing. And with all these people joining her home, well, things get busy. And Martha is extremely busy, busy with many, many good things. Preparations, we're told, in that verse we just had on the screen. Food, perhaps, when you've got lots of people, people need to eat. We love to cook. We love to eat together. She's maybe arranging for the luggage to be carried in and to be put into the proper rooms, making arrangements for clothes after a long journey to be washed and repaired, perhaps, as well. Putting together a list of supplies to send Jesus off with when they continue on the rest of their journey. Maybe taking special requests. "Oh, Martha, you know, last time I came, that dish that you made, that one I really like." And she's having to pull out all these special requests. She's doing a whole host of really good things for lots of people. And she is extremely busy. And we know what it's like to be busy, don't we? Life in this modern world is busy. We're far more capable in many ways than we've ever been, but with greater capacity, greater capabilities, it seems like we're just asked to do more and more and more. And we fill up our time with more and more things, people to see, places to go, food to eat, stuff to learn, things to experience, especially at a time like Chinese New Year. Probably a dinner on Friday night, maybe seeing family yesterday. Maybe already now you're looking at the watch thinking, how long is Leslie going to speak for? Because we've got to get out of here. We've got to go see more people, things to do, things to eat. We're just going to take a pause for just a moment. How busy is your Chinese New Year? Why don't you take 30 seconds, 45 seconds to discuss with a neighbor? If you got a child near you, why don't you ask them about their Chinese New Year? How busy have things been so far this Chinese New Year? Go for it. 35 seconds, 40 seconds. Let's go. All right, we're too busy to have you talk for too long. So we've got to keep the show going. We've got to keep busy. Maybe you can continue those conversations after the service. Chinese New Year is an incredibly busy time for some, maybe not so much for others, a chance to relax. But life itself, as we've been thinking about, is busy in general. Now, what we're going to see as we look in this passage together is that being busy is not a good thing or a bad thing. Busyness is like a road, a path that you walk down. It leads somewhere. It can lead somewhere good, it can lead somewhere bad, but busyness itself is not necessarily good or bad itself. So where does busyness lead? Well, for Martha, her busyness leads to bitterness. She's bitter. She's so consumed by the tasks at hand. Yes, she's serving Jesus. She's serving his disciples, his friends, her friends. But ultimately, she's so caught up in what she needs to do that her task, her project is the most important thing. Again, maybe you can picture the scene. Martha, she's charging around. She's barking out orders. Hey, you go do this. Oh, you, go find Jesus' disciples' stuff that he mentioned over there. Oh, go get a drink for so-and-so. There's just a huge amount of activity in every room she goes into. Everyone's just tense. What's Martha going to say? What's she going to do? And everyone, maybe they're getting out of her way. They can see what's happening. They've seen it before with Martha. She's a woman on a mission. She's not to be messed with. Like the chef, when the chef's in the kitchen, you stay out of the way, right? When Martha's busy with her jobs, we stay out of her way. And in her busyness, she's growing increasingly bitter. Bitter about anyone and everyone that isn't joining in with what she's doing. What she's doing is so important that surely everyone else must set down what they're doing and join in and help her with what she's doing. Her project, her activity, her understanding of what is happening is the most important. And it's annoying to her when others don't get on board. You can again imagine the scene. She's muttering to herself, oh, can't believe they just put that cup down there and didn't put it in the kitchen. Oh, why have they just dumped their stuff over there? Oh, I asked Mary to do that the other day. Why shouldn't... She's muttering away to herself, louder and louder. She's sighing inside. She's frustrated on the outside. She's frustrated maybe with herself, thinking, oh, I should have prepared more. I knew it. I should have stayed up later last night. And then she stops. She looks across the room, and she sees her sister. What's she been doing all this time? Ah, there she is. She just sat there, doing nothing. Do you know that feeling, a sibling or a family member? And then she looks, what's she doing? Where she sat? She sat with Jesus. Come on, Mary, I understand, but Jesus? Jesus should really, he should know better. And she blows up. Not really at Mary, But in verse 40, she blows up at Jesus. Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Jesus and asked, as if it was a request. Oh, please, Jesus. No, this was not just a nice little gentle request. Lord, don't you care? Don't you care that my sister, I won't even name her, my sister, has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Help me. What I'm doing, the things that I'm involved in, those are the most important things. And the two of you sat there nattering away, don't you think I want to just sit and listen? She's bitter. She's angry. She's so caught up in what she has to do that she's too busy for anyone else. She's too busy even for Jesus. We know that, don't we? In our busyness, we fill our lives with all sorts of good things: study, school, revision, work, leisure and hobbies and hikes, time with friends and family. We get busy serving at church, volunteering at a charity or some local organization that we know about. We get busy with all sorts of good things and bad things. We all have our vices, addictions, television, morally corrupt activities. Sorry, I didn't mean to stick television in the middle of, television's not that bad, but it could be. But whatever we're busy with, so often they can become distractions. Did you notice that word in our reading at the top? Martha was distracted. Not only was she busy, but she was distracted from the really good thing, the only truly good thing. She was distracted from Jesus, distracted from sitting at his feet and listening to him. And that is the danger of busyness, that we're distracted from Jesus. We stop listening to him. We stop turning to the one who we know is life and who offers life to us. In all his words, all that he speaks, all that he does for us and to us, these are words of life. And we're too distracted, too bitter and frustrated and angry at everyone else to turn to him and to look to him. Martha is so very busy, and her busyness leads away from Jesus, and it leads to bitterness. She's not the only one that's busy. So what's the solution? What's the better way that the Bible presents to us? Interestingly, the Bible's not telling you to stop being busy. Sometimes you might think, I just got to stop doing so many things. We've got to stop filling my diary up with stuff. But the Bible doesn't say that. It teaches us simply to be busy with the better thing, with the best thing. Because when I say that everyone's busy, well, so is Mary. Mary's busy listening to Jesus. Martha had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. She's holding on to every word. She's drowned out all the other noise. It's like noise-canceling headphones, that she's so concentrating on what Jesus says that all of Martha's hurrying and rushing around and barking commands and doing all this stuff, she's just zoned it out. She's in the presence of Jesus, and there's nothing more important to her. She's enjoying great blessing as she's listening to his words. Maybe you know the feeling of being in the zone. You're comfortably wrapped up on the sofa, maybe watching television. You're deep into a computer game or a new book that you're reading, and you just don't want to get up and move anywhere. You know the feeling. You're really desperate for the toilet, but it's like 10 minutes from the end of the show, or you're coming towards the end of the chapter, and you're like, I'm not going to move. I'm really thirsty. I need a drink. I'm not going to move. I've got to finish this. I'm so invested, so engrossed in what you're doing. Nothing else matters. That was Mary. She's listening to Jesus. Maybe he's telling stories about his recent travels, the places he's been, the people he's been speaking to. Maybe he's commenting on the current affairs of the day. Maybe he's opened up a scroll and he's teaching from the scriptures. Whatever he's doing, she's hanging on to every single word. Now, we're just going to double back to Chinese New Year one more time. Chinese New Year is full of blessings and phrases of blessings, words of blessing that we speak over one another. So, and again, 45 seconds or so. What's your go-to phrase? I know some people have phrases that they particularly like to use. Maybe some people have phrases that you don't like to use for whatever reason. What is your go-to phrase, your greeting that you use at Chinese New Year when you see someone? Go for it. Have a discussion. Have a chat with your neighbor. And so we'll come back together. There are all sorts of ways that we speak blessing to and over one another. The simple Sunlin Fadok, Happy New Year. But we wish other good things upon one another, don't we? Sun Dai Gin Hong, wishing bodily health, a good health upon another person. Gong Hei Fa Chai, that one I think many people is a little bit more, should we say that? Where we're wishing prosperity and wealth upon other people. Or si yao seng, you know, success in your career. Or all sorts of different things that we convey in our words to others. What is the greatest blessing? What is the one blessing that you'd love to say to someone else? What is the greatest blessing you can offer to someone? If you think back a month or so ago when we started off the year, if you were here, we dipped into the Psalms. Psalm 1 had these words to say about blessing, teaching us that there is blessing for the one who delights in the law of the Lord, who meditates on it day and night. You see, the greatest blessing, according to the Bible, and what we as Christians believe, the greatest blessing is to hear God's words, to put it into practice and to receive joy and gladness as we walk in the way of the living God. Or it says in Proverbs chapter 30, every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. And then familiar words to many, I'm sure, Psalm 119, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. To listen, to learn from the words of Jesus is the greatest blessing. And so in her business, Mary was going to Jesus, listening to him, learning from him, and finding blessing in him. And so the Lord responds to Martha in verse 42. Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. What do we wish for others? What do we wish for ourselves? There are many, many good things, but there's only one that is needed. The true and greatest blessing that the Bible has to offer us is the words of the living God, that we might listen to him. So does our busyness, this path that we walk down, does it lead to bitterness or does it lead to blessing? It all depends on what we do with Jesus. If we're busy with him, it will result in great blessing. If we're distracted from him and busy with all sorts of other things, well, we'll only end up in bitterness, frustration, and anger. Now, I need a volunteer to help me now here. Hopefully someone young. I know you're all young, but let's say younger. There you go. We've got Titus. Excellent. Why don't we welcome Titus up with a round of applause. Now, one of the things we do at Chinese New Year is adults offer children, Lacey packets. You're welcome. Now, I know that, maybe I should have got a microphone. I know that it's, thanks, Alex, it's not polite to open your Lacey packets as you receive them, but this time I'll give you permission, so to speak, to do that. So, Tyson, do you want to open that for us and tell us what you've got inside?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Is there anything there?
Nothing.
Nothing. It's empty. Don't worry about it, Titus. Don't worry. Can you see these beautiful pictures? Can you see it's golden and wonderful? Don't worry about the fact that there's nothing in there. Just show everyone how beautiful the packet is. Does that make you happy to have a beautiful empty packet? It does? Does it make you happy?
Yes.
Yes. No, you don't have to be happy with that. Here. Here's another one. And you can have this one as well. Oh, we'll swap it. Oh, you don't even want the empty one. There you go. Why don't you take that one? That one does have something in it, I promise you. Oh, you can open that. That's right. Hey, there you go. All right, why don't you take that downstairs and go to your mom and dad. Thanks, Titus. You see, we can be busy with the wrong thing. You know, I tried to distract them with these pretty gold lettering, which, frankly, I remember as a child, I never looked at the outside of the packet. I just wasn't interested. Adults, we can often be quite fascinated with getting the nicer looking ones and the more sophisticated and posh looking ones. Now, the child is just interested about what's on the inside. You see, if we're busy with the wrong thing, then we miss what's truly important. For the child, what's truly important is the thing on the inside. For us as Christians, and actually for everyone in this whole world, the most important thing, the only thing really of true value, this is just an envelope, right? In the end, we recycle millions of these. There must be millions, yeah. Tens of millions of these. But we'll keep the money. In the end, all the things that we get busy with will be cast aside. And the only thing of true value that will remain is what we've done with the Lord Jesus. He is the greatest blessing in all the world. And so maybe at this time of Chinese New Year, we might take some time to consider our busyness, to consider what path we're walking down, whether you're a child and you're busy with school, or you're an adult busy with work and all the responsibilities that you have. Maybe you're a parent and you're busy with parenting. We've saw that little notice about parenting with purpose. You know, what do we want for ourselves and for one another at this Chinese New Year, and it has come up to this time of Lent? Will we commit ourselves to setting aside the distractions, and will we be busy with the Lord Jesus that we might enjoy the blessing of knowing him, of following him, and of walking in his ways? Let me lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you great thanks for all your love towards us. We thank you so much for the blessing of the Lord Jesus. And we pray that we would be able to put on those noise-canceling headphones, so to speak, and we'd be able to hang on to his every word, and that listening to him, learning from him, and putting his words into practice, we might enjoy the great blessings that you have to give us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.